Haftarah Shir of Parshas Chukas, for those that have Haftarah of Chukas, which is in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz this year, we are actually for the first time having 2 weeks in a row a continuing theme, week after week. Parshas Korach we spoke about, barking comments, and we continue with that this week. Last week's we called barking dog, now we'll call it barking comments, but it's really the same thing. It's about how to cope with people that say insulting things to someone. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz goes on in the same shmuz and discusses how we find something very interesting by Yiftach in the Haftarah of Chukas. The people come to Yiftach, who is running some type of kosher Jewish gang, but a gang nonetheless, and they say they need him to fight against Bnei Amon. And Yiftach says, I'm willing to fight and help you with your Amon issue on the condition that you accept me as your Shaifet, as the new leader of the Jewish people. Which is very strange, but he felt, Difum Shatim why, that he would only be able to efficiently run Klal Yisrael if they believe in him fully as their leader. Okay. But then he repeats it and repeats it again and starts sounding a little bit like he's looking for Kavod. To the point, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that the Pasuk says, after they finally agree, Pasuk says, he went to Gilad, Vayidaber Yiftach is called Dvarav Lefnei Hashem Bamitzpah, in this lookout place. Sorry, he went with the Zikim of Gilad, he went to Mitzpah, and in Mitzpah he repeats it all again, Lefnei Hashem. He goes over and he says again, remember, I'm only going to help you fight this battle because you accepted me to be the leader. So when the war is over, I'm going to continue to be your leader. And this is already so many times Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that it seems to be he's looking for Kavod. And the obvious answer is, says Rav Chaim, like we spoke about in the Haftarah of Korach, that a real Gadol B'Yisrael, someone who worked on his Avodas Hashem, a real tzaddik, a chassid, is someone who is not affected by words of praise or words of insult. It doesn't make him feel greater or less. He's looking for the truth. He wants to do the right thing. And he's not going to be bouncing around like a rubber ball because someone compliments him or insults him. I'll just share with you one of our favorite stories in the world. One of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chassadiker College of Racha's sons, came home. I think it was Rav Reuven Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Shav Refuah Shleima, came home to discover his father holding the telephone at a somewhat of a distance from his ear. And someone was screaming into the phone at Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, so he was holding it away from his ear. And Rabbi Reuven wanted to hang up the phone because someone was being disrespectful to Rabbi Moshe. But Rabbi Moshe motioned with him, no, I want to listen to what this person has to say. And the person went on for a little while. Rabbi Moshe said, have a nice day, and hung up. And he told his son, today this fellow was in the Din Torah, which I presided over. And he was obviously unhappy with the psak which was given. So he called me up to let me know how upset he was at me. But as he was doing so, he was calling me different names. And he was saying different things about me. And I wanted to pay close attention to see, is there something that I could learn from? Something that I need to work on? Something that he'll point out that he's right about? And unfortunately, he had nothing truthful, inspiring to go along and tell me. To someone who's able to look beyond the covet and the zilzal and just look for the emes. So says Reb Chaim, that Yiftach, who wanted to help Klal Yisrael, knew they needed to accept him as their leader for whatever reason, and therefore there was no shame in him mentioning it over and over again. But we want to, B'siyata D'Shmaya, take Reb Chaim Shmulevitz one drop further, and I hope he would agree. Why does it say in this pasuk in the Haftarah of Vayidaber Yiftach is called Varv Lefnei Hashem B'Mitzvah? What's this Lefnei Hashem? Repeat it again. What's his business of that he repeated his Tanai again, the way Rashi learns, Lefnei Hashem. So we can say the following shat, I think. In Shari Gedusha from Rav Chaim Vital, in the somewhat lesser known Chelek Dalet, he brings from Rav Yitzchak Demin Akko, who is a known Mekubal and a Rebbe of the Ramban. The Ramban quotes him, there is known Svarim from him, and Rav Yitzchak Demin Akko, who I think was blind and was a big mekubal, writes that he heard from Hachasid Rabbi Yitzchak ben Haravid, who is teaching him how one can grow in Ruach HaKadosh and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in there he writes that after one gets to the level of Yistapkus, of Dveikus with Hashem, the next level is Hishtavus, which we spoke about last week. I'm going to go over it quickly again in a moment. And from Hishtavus, you can get to Hisbaidus. This is what the Rishonim discuss, how to get to Ruach HaKadosh. So he says Rav Chaim Vital, from Rabbi Yitzchak ben Akko, says, Rabbeinu Avner, Zechayin Levrach, explained to me what Hishtavus is. He said, somebody once came to someone who had a high level of Hisbaidus, of contemplating and thinking with Hashem. And he said, please accept me in your midst of a group of special pious people who are involved in Hisbaidus. And Rabbeinu Avner says, this person said back to him, he said, I seen you have good intentions, you really want to join us, but I have a question for you. Did you attain Hishtavus, equality, or not? He says, explain please, Rabbi, what do you mean Hishtavus, equality? What are you referring to? So he said, if two people come to you, one gives you tremendous respect, the other one insults you and degrades you, is it the same? Does it affect you the same way? He said, no, my master. I enjoy and I feel comfortable when the person gives me respect, and I feel pain when the one insults me. But I don't, chas v'shalom, take revenge or anything like that. And this fellow said, this chassid said back to him, my son, go in peace. You have not yet attained Hishtavus. You don't find that both experiences are the same for you, unaffecting you. And therefore, you're not ready yet for Hisbaidus. But when it becomes Hishtavus, when you're able to attain this level, like you spoke about again, in the Haftarah of Kairach, then you'll be able to attain Hisbaidus. I think that the pshat is, again, this is, you know, very big levels and I'm not there, but I was just thinking about it. I think the pshat is that someone who has attained Hishtavus is because the only thing he cares about is what Hashem has to say. He is not being affected at all by people. It's a very big madrega. Like we said last week, Rosh Taman says at least we should know about this madrega. It will help us to know about it. And the reason why he's able to attain high level of Hisbaidus then is because he's only thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, like we said in the previous share, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in the first Se'if in the entire Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, you have to not be affected by those that laugh at you in Avad Yetz Hashem. It's such a basic, because otherwise, you're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're serving other people. I think we can now say a beautiful pshat in Tzava'as Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Tzava'as Rivash, writes, and it might sound like a Chassidus Shavar, but it ends up being pshat. He says the pasuk Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Shivisi means Hishtavus. It should always be equal. Now, what does it have to do with the rest of the pasuk Hashem Lenegdi Samid? What does the Baal Shem Tov mean when he says that one of the most important things is Shivisi, having everything be equal? Well, it fits in beautifully according to what we said, because Hashem Lenegdi Samid, by knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you at every moment, that goes hand in hand with Hishtavus, not being affected by what other people say, because the only one that I care about is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of me. I saw a beautiful mashal in the Meshach Chachma. He brings that when two people are in front of a judge, and all of a sudden, one side starts insulting the other side, and starts calling him names, and accusing him, and saying nasty things about the other side, the other fellow would be wise to be quiet, to keep it in, because the shayfet's there. You don't need to say anything. You don't have to correct that person. You don't need to stop him. You're in front of the shayfet. In front of the shayfet, he will be done your din. He will take care of it. Someone realizes he's in front of the Rabbi Yishalem, says the Rishos Chachma, he never feels the need to respond. That's Nelavim, Ve'inam Ovim, Shaymer Karpasim, Ve'inam Meshivim, Aleim HaKosav Oimer, Ve'ayavav Kiseis HaShemesh Bugras, and that whole Chazal, which I probably didn't quote correctly. I saw brought down from Rab Aaron Levi Premishlan, said David HaMelech says in the beginning of Tehillim, Adma Kivaydi Lechlima, how long will I be keep on feeling ashamed and my covenant will be disrespected? And David means to say, how long will it bother me? How long does it shame me when I get shame? How long does it shame me when I get covered? I feel uncomfortable getting covered. I wish I wouldn't even feel uncomfortable. I wish I would feel nothing. The Zidishiver, Sefer Tefillah L'Maishas, one of the Zidish Haver Rabbis, writes that by Avraham Avinu, after Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, promised greatness, and he went from being someone who was mocked, someone who was alone, someone who was me'aver on the other side of the world, nobody thought he was in his right mind, he was preaching something that wasn't popular. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him the greatest nation in the world, and richness, and fame. What does it say? Vayelech Avram kashadibar itay elakim. He just continued going like Hashem said. It didn't go to his head. It didn't make him feel greater. So that's how we explain. He says he had ishtavus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the greatest things. He's like, okay, but you want me to travel here and here to go to Eretz Canaan? I'm going to do what you said because of what you said. Not because I was affected or thrown off. And he says that he was once witnessed to Chayzim and Lublin giving someone a compliment. And the fellow who received the compliment got embarrassed that the Chayzim and Lublin was complimenting him. He didn't feel he deserved it. And the Chayzim and Lublin shook his head sadly and said, if you're embarrassed from my compliment, you have not yet attained Hishtavus. Because Hishtavus means it doesn't even matter what it is, it doesn't affect you. Again, like we spoke about in the previous share. So Avraham Avinu, this goes Kashadibar Ita Elikim. I saw that Tzemach Tzadik from Vizhnitz, one of the earlier Vizhnitz rabbis, says about Noach, very Hasidish but beautiful, says, Es Elikim is Halach Noach. Noach only cared about what Hashem said, and all those that were making fun of him in his generation didn't affect him so much, he says, that even though Tamim Haya B'dayraisav, the Yesh Darshan L'Gnai, Yesh Darshan L'Shevach, people have different outlooks on Noach, different takes on how well he should be complimented, or maybe, you know, just for his dar, Noach doesn't care. Noach says, I just think about what Hashem wants of me. Es Elikim, his Halach Noach. I saw from Abdon Sagal Shlita, Pasuk says at the beginning of Shemais, V'yosef Haya B'mitzrayim, and Rashi says, we know he was in Mitzrayim, but the Pasuk is coming to teach us the same Yosef that was by the Avos at home, the same Yosef that was with the Shvatim, the same Yosef who was in Mitzrayim. How did Yosef get the koyach that when he was evicted by the Shvatim and told he's a treif and sent to Mitzrayim, the worst country in the world, how did he stay the same? The answer is, as we've done, he had hishtavus that we spoke about before from Uchayim Vital, and that we spoke about last week from the Chayves Alvavis, and the Meshach Chacham, and the Shlah. He had this midah of Yishtavos. It didn't make a difference where he was. He wasn't serving Hashem to attain the approval of the Avos or the Shvatim. And he wasn't not serving Hashem because he needed to have the good feeling of the local mitzvah. He just worked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Yosef, Hayyim and Mitzrayim. Who Yosef? Who Yosef? It's the same Yosef. So I think, if so, we can go back and say, that is beautiful pshat. A little bit of extra knetch from Chaim Shalemitz. Vayidaber yiftach is kol dvarav lifnei Hashem. What does it mean, lifnei Hashem? Why lifnei Hashem? Because Yiftach was able to go along and talk about how he needs to be the leader of the Jewish people. And he insists on it. But there was no reyach of gaiva or kavod because it was lefnei Hashem. Yiftach lived before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all that mattered. Rameir Premishlaner said a beautiful pshat in one of the most famous Rashi's in Chumash, when the beginning of Balayischad says, Vayas kein aharon. The Aaron did what he was instructed about the menorah, and Rashi says, Malamin Shleishina. Everybody wants to know what Rashi means, Malamin Shleishina. So he says, Aaron had been feeling terrible. He thought maybe he was puzzled, or something wrong with him, because he was involved in the Egel, and also him and his Shevet weren't involved in bringing the Chanukah Sanasiim. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, No, Shalcha, Yaiser Gadal Mishnah, you have the greatest thing, you have the menorah, like everything that Chazal tell us. And Vayaske Naharin, says Rashi, Malamit Shalashina, says Ramayim Prem Mishlam, Pshat is, it didn't change his Avayis Hashem, didn't go to his head. Malamit Shalashina is like, okay, that's what Hashem says, that's what I'm going to do, no problem. Shalashina didn't change him, because Aaron HaKoyin had Hishtavos. There's a story. The Divri Chaim from Tzanz originally was a chassid at one stage over Usher Yishai from Rafshitz. And when the son of the first Rafshitz Rebbe, when he passed away, he decided to become a chassid of Rav Hirsch Misharis from Rimanov. And he traveled to Rimanov for Shabbos. Hirsch Mesharis was a Talmud of Rav Meir Rimanov, and he came there and went to say Shalom, and Hirsch Mesharis Rimanov said to him, Shalom Aleichem, oh, what brings you to town? You're here for a business meeting? You're here for a simcha? He says, no, I'm here because you're not my new Rebbe. He said, oh, okay. And he says he saw on this reverse Mesharis Rimanov how it didn't make a difference to him if Reb Chaim Shalevich is coming for a business meeting, coming for a simcha, or coming to accept him as the Gadol Hadar, as his new Rebbe. Reb Mesharis Rimanov wasn't affected by it. He just continued, and it didn't change him. That fact that someone is as special as Reb Chaim Sanzer now is becoming his Talmud. Another story with Reb Mesharis, he was a mechutin with Reb Yisrael from Rajin. And by the Tanayim, they were mechaved Reb Hirsch Mesharis to read the Tanayim, to read the actual Tanayim. And on the Tanayim, it said, you know, the I'm not sure if it was the Chasim of the Kala, was a child of Reb Hirsch Mesharis, and the list of Rav, a good, a tzaddik, Reb Hirsch Mesharis. And he would always read every document, halachic document, you know, a simile, he would do with the biggest lavas. And he started reading it. When it came to reading his own names, a Goyin at Tzaddik, he just read that with a brand. He read it out loud. He read it with a roar. Because it didn't make a difference that it was about him, as if he was reading it about someone else. Which again, it's just a tremendous madrega. The Kotzker said, he once asked a question. Chazal tell us, Haroidif achara kovid, kovid by reachmeinu. Someone who runs after kovid, kovid will run away from him. But then Chazal go on and say, Ha-bayreach mina kovid, someone who runs away from kovid, kovid radif achrav, kovid will run after him. And the Kotzker asks, I don't understand. Someone who's actually running away from kovid is because he realizes that kovid's not good, it's a terrible thing. He's running away from it. He doesn't want kovid. So why does he get punished that kovid should run after him? And the Kotzker said that if he's running away from kovid, it's because kavod still means something to him. He hasn't attained the shtavus, or he would ignore kavod. If he's running away from it, it's because it still has some type of existence by him. And therefore, he's not attained the highest level, very, very high level. Halavai, we shall run away from kavod. But a higher level is not even care about it, disregarded, since it still exists by this fellow. So as a punishment, it runs after him. But a little bit of a different taretz I could share with you. Reb Shmuel from Unsdorf says, another terrorist is kasha about bareach min hakavod, which actually mamish fits in with what we're saying, literally. He says, it's a story of the Chassam Sofer. He once traveled to visit the city Saradil, and he was accompanied by the people from Frankfurt. This was when he was still living before he moved to Pressburg, where he still lived in Frankfurt. And the people from Frankfurt accompanied him to Saradil, and when they came there, there was an argument from the people of Saradil and the people of Frankfurt who will be able to pull the wagon. So they unhitched the horses, and they were arguing outside which kehila gets to pull the wagon up to the shul. The Chassam Sofer leaned out and said, what's going on? What's everybody arguing about? So they said they're arguing who gets to pull the rav. People from Saradil, people from Frankfurt, and the Chassam Sofer says, wow, such avos attire everybody has over here. Instead of like saying, what are you doing? I don't deserve it. The Chassam Sofer, who had attained the shtavos, just looked at it as if it was a third party, and he was able to appreciate their avos hatorah. And therefore he says, then he won't care. It's another take on the Kotzker's kasha. He's not going to care that the kavod's running after him. I saw in a sefer Emek Bracha from Reb Baruch Weiss. He says, Chayim inish tefsumi mipuri ad aliyada in a haram le Baruch Mordechai. He says a beautiful shot. He says, when people get drunk, they're just, everything's good. They're happy about everybody. Nothing can bother them. Nothing can insult them. And important, we get to this madrega of ishtavos. We drink wine, and then it's Araham and Baruch Mordechai. It's all the same. I don't really care so much. We're holding the holy month of Tammuz. Everybody knows, printed in many Sidurim around at the end of Hallel, or it's printed by Musaf Rosh Chodesh and many Sidurim from the Bnei Yisachar, that there are 12 ways to spell Yudke Vavke. Either Yudke Vavke, or Yudke Kevav, or Kevav Yud and K, etc. 12 different combinations. One connected every month. And the month of Tammuz is the exact opposite of Yudke Vavke. It's Kevav, Keyud. Exact opposite. And each one of these 12 have a Rashi Tevis or a Seifi Tevis from a Pasuk. And this month, Chodesh Tammuz, is Soifi Tevis of V'chol Zeh Einenu Shoiveli, which finishes off with backwards Yudke Vavke. So the Munkasha says in the Sefer Shari Sosra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Chodesh Tammuz. Very shvera month. All the things of Shiva Asar Tammuz leading again into Chorban in Chodesh Av. But it all begins on Chodesh Tammuz. Shiva Asar Tammuz. The Tsaris. Right? Hufka, Ir, and everything else. He says, you know why this happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because v'chol zeh einenu shayveli. You have not become shayveli. You have not become gotten the midah v'shtavis in front of me. V'yidaber yiftach is called dvarav lefnei Hashem. You're busy thinking about everybody else. Thinking about everybody else. And you come to a various, but if you would just live with me, the only thing you'd be concerned about is your relationship with me and what I think of you. And that would be the only thing that would matter. The Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. We'll finish off with one last story. Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, the famous Gadol, Talmud Chachem, Hadar, Rosh Hashiva of so many Yidden, the Heiliger Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer once came to a simcha in Yerushalayim, maybe it was a bar mitzvah, and he saw a table of the people from his shul, from his community, which is a shul in a neighborhood called Batei Rand in Yerushalayim, and he went to sit down at their table, and talk with them. And the Baal Simcha came running over and said, "Oh, you Raharav, Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva Beitz Chaim, the biggest Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael was Rabbi Mr. Zalman." He said, "Rebbe, please, give me the kavod of sitting on the head table." He said, "I want to sit with my friends. I'm here at this bar mitzvah. These are my friends. I want to sit with my landslide right over here at this table." And he tried to persuade him, but it didn't work. A few minutes later, one of the Hanhala members of Yeshiva Beitz Chaim, Sarah Bessel Zalman, came over to him and said, "Rebbe, it's a bezoyin atayro, you're Rosh Hashiva Neitz Chaim. It's a bezoyin atayro if you're sitting over here, not at that table." Rebbe Bessel Zalman jumped up and said, "Oi, bezoyin atayro, where should I sit? Where's the best seat for me to sit that will bring covet to Torah?" And this is someone who's only thinking about what the Rabbi Yisrael wants. Halavai, we should be zoycha to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and care about what the right things are.